Welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kahn, author of the number one bestseller, Sensitivity is Your Superpower, How to Harness Your Gifts, Fulfill Your Purpose, and Create a Life of Joy. And if you are a highly sensitive person, sensitive soul, empathic person like me, then you may benefit from my guide, the Sensitive Soul Empowerment Guide, the three ways of navigating your way to more peace, positivity, and personal power. And you can get that free at sensitivesoulguide.com. And then you can be on my mailing list. You can leave it anytime you would want to. But what we do is a lot of mini healings. We have one every month. And there's various other different, you know, interviews and spiritual medicine digest. And of course, our radio show or a podcast, and love to connect and communicate with you that way. And very soon we'll be launching our brand new light medicine community to the greater community, not just those that are students of mine. So, you know, tune in to find out more. This will be developing over the next month or two. So I'm super excited about that. That's a new app that we built this on. It's called Circle. So Light Medicine Community on Circle. And so we're just starting to move our students over now, and very soon we'll be opening it up to other people as well, especially those that are not great fans of Facebook or no longer want to necessarily communicate there, since we can't always communicate freely. So yeah, stay on my mailing list and find out more in the near future. Now today is the first Monday of the month, and that means it is the Ask the Life Wave Doctor show on Light Warrior Radio with my awesome guest, Dr. Dennis Loebstein. And we have been around for many, many years together, teaching how to use Life Wave phototherapy patches on your body to activate you know, your own self-healing process. So, you know, Life Wave Company does not claim to treat, cure, prevent, mitigate any disease. So today's call-in show, you can call in live, 818-514-1190, hit 1, so we know your hand is up. Again, 818-514-1190. And when you do ask your question, just make sure you couch it in terms of symptoms, what's going on. Like, you know, it does not help us at all to say, okay, I have a friend with symptoms of autoimmunity. How should she patch? Well, that doesn't tell us anything. It's just a label. So what we would need to know is, okay, does she have pain? Does she have sleep problems? Does she have, you know, swelling? Does she have heat? Does she have fatigue? You know, those are symptoms. So you want to make sure that you're very clear on what the symptoms are. And some folks are getting the hang of it, because we do have some questions already in the event, on the event page. So this is at the phototherapy Facebook page. And, you know, if you're on the patchtrainingteam.com email list, you will know exactly where this is every single month, so you can get first dibs on getting your questions answered first. So every month at the LW Phototherapy Patch Training Team Facebook page, we have an event, and it, you know, says there, Ask the Doctor's Radio with me and Dr. Dennis. And underneath, under the discussion tab, you can actually go ahead and post your question. So yeah, so there's already 4 questions, just super awesome. And we can deal with those first. But first, before we do that, welcome Dr. Dennis to June's show 2022. Woohoo! Oh, did I not unmute him? Hang on. I started and then forgot to unmute him. Okay.
Hi, Dr. Karen. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me?
We can now. Well, I unmuted you and then it went live and then I had to unmute you again. So I was too busy looking at the Facebook page to realize that you were still muted. Man, that timing was so not on.
it's that circle thing. We'll get around to it.
Yeah. We'll circle back to you. Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah, oh my goodness. Okay. We started already, folks, with the jokes. Okay. Yeah, Dr. Dennis, how's it going? It's June. Can you believe it? Woo.
Yeah, awesome. It's really beautiful here and nice, and forest fires nearby have been contained, so we're good.
Oh, good. Excellent, excellent. Anytime you need us, Dr. Dennis, you just let us know and we'll do some weather magic for you. But I know you know how to do that stuff yourself as well.
Yeah. So, well, I could always use help.
Right, right. Well, the more, like I said, the more the merrier, the more energy focused on the same goal in, you know, higher vibration is so, so helpful. Yeah, so if people have any symptoms, things like that, you know, definitely put your hand up, 818-514-1190, hit 1. I will also, hang on, open up the chat. So if you are live on the show, there should be a box or something popping up with the chat, and you can put your questions in there as well. And if you happen to have numbers as your name, if you just give me your first name, that would be helpful, so I don't say the person with the numbers. And then how it works, and Dr. Dennis, of course, is expert at this, how it works is that, you know, we'll take people in order. We'll do the event people first, that I post it in the event page, and then we'll do the people with the hands up, interspersed with the folks in the chat. And I actually have a little document here that I kind of write down everybody's you know, phone numbers, and don't worry, I won't be cold calling you. and so we can do this in order, in a nice orderly fashion. Anything you want to share with us first, Dr. Dennis, before we start?
Well, there's a way to get out of order if you come through the quantum.
Well, you know, apparently the Big Bang was chaos, and then it became more and more orderly, and I thought that was pretty interesting because, I don't know, I just thought that was a theory. But I'm reading a very interesting book right now just kind of explaining some of that, and it's like, whoa, okay. So when things are chaotic and how our egos are creating our realities, good or bad, depending on, you know, the quality of our thoughts and, you know, things like that. So pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, like actually there is order to chaos, according to James Gleick, who wrote the chaos theory years ago, because chaos has a central attractor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the way it's described in the book that I'm reading is very interesting, how like it's not bad. We sometimes put judgments, you know, as humans, we put judgments to things, and that's kind of an addiction, actually. Maybe there's a Chinese, there a Chinese medicine fix for that, Dr. Dennis? Like judgment, criticism, sarcasm, cynicism. I mean, is that a thing with any particular five elements, or is that just, you know, what we have to deal with?
Yeah, it's usually either a deficiency of gallbladder, which is responsible for judgment, or it's a fire-water disharmony, which is an overall shen or mental disorder.
Yeah, so fire, water, disharmony, or gallbladder meridian issue. Is that right? Or gallbladder energy imbalance? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. And usually if you reach down and palpate the outer side or lateral side of your ankle where gallbladder 40 is on the outside below the ankle, if that's really sore, it's likely to be stagnation of the gallbladder channel energy. So judgment gets impaired, and that's a way to help unimpair judgment.
Oh, okay. Would you actually pass gallbladder 40 then?
Yeah, you could. Sure.
Okay.
Like with the easiest way would be ice wave with white on the right, tan on the left. Or if you want to get a little more complicated, you could put the tan one on the left liver 3. So you've got a yin-yang pair in wood.
Mm-hmm.
And by patching liver 3, you're also addressing liver qi stagnation, which may be contributing to blockages in the gallbladder channel.
Okay, so blocked gallbladder can cause that negativity and judgmentalness?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay, well, good to know. It's interesting, too, because my body actually likes to patch liver, gallbladder a lot. I like spleen, stomach as well a lot too, mostly spleens. But the gallbladder 40 I find really, really helpful for my athletic performance.
Ah.
Does that make sense?
Reinforce your ankles, yeah, sure.
Because
you're a skater and you need strong ankles.
Yeah, it's and I have, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, sprained a lot in the past. So my ankles have been fairly, let's just say, overly flexible. because of that. I haven't actually tested myself in a long time, but I used to, Dr. Dennis, I think I was so ligamentous laxity, which probably the gallbladder 34 would be really helpful for that. I used to swim like in the lake or something like that, and my left ankle, I think my left, would feel like it was falling off, like it was that loose.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty loose.
That's pretty loose. And then it would be uncomfortable, right? Because it would just be flapping. And then I would notice it, you know, any other time, walking, doing anything else, but just swimming, just because the water would do that. Okay, so enough about me. Let's get to our questions.
Okay, cool.
All right, Dr. Dennis. So the first is from Dee. She would like us to talk about the difference between ice wave and energy enhancers and when to choose either one. Do they both talk to each other while talking to the body? That's a great question, Dee. Thank you for that. So we will answer that. And by the way, guys, I'm putting this in notes, and it will be on the patchtrainingteam.com blog within about 48 hours. So just, you know, all your first name and your question, the answers will be written up for you. All right, I'll let Dr. Dennis speak now.
Well, when you say talk to each other, I'm picturing the little Pac-Man bubbles with the mouths that open and close and chase each other around the screen.
Yeah.
Like I said, an energy enhancer talking to each other.
Yeah.
So, well, energy enhancer patches were actually developed by David Schmidt first. And if you're new to LifeWave, you may not know he's the CEO and inventor of the patches. And the Stanford swim team got to use the energy enhancer patches before almost everybody else. And they found that they were really helpful in improving their athletic performance. And when I use energy enhancer patches, or when anybody uses energy enhancer on pain, we find that there's a little bit of a delay. It doesn't work like right away in most cases. And so David wanted to invent something that would work right away through pain. So he came up with the ice wave patches next. And they have the same frequency set as the energy enhancer patches, according to what Dr. Haltiwanger said years ago. And there's an additional set of frequencies in the ice wave patches that break through blockages real fast, like in a few seconds. And that's real useful for getting rid of pain right away. And it's real useful for for distributors that want to sell patches, because they can demonstrate how quickly they work to get rid of pain.
Right. And now, my understanding was the whites were the same, but the tans were
and
different.
And the tans were different, yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's my understanding, too.
So the white patches, and same formula, same frequencies, but the tan patches are different.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it, too.
Yeah.
And In Asian medicine, as we've discussed for years, pain is caused by blockages to the flow of qi, and blockages to the qi flow could be caused by inflammation or accumulation of toxins or damaged tissue like trauma or lymph not moving, any one or combination of those. I'm sure you can think of some other things that cause blockages as well. And so the ice wave patches were designed to break through those blockages and allow the qi to flow, which actually gets rid of the cause of the pain instead of, or in contrast to, Western medicine ways of dealing with pain, which is to just block the signal that's coming from the sensory neurons going to the brain to give the brain the information that something is blocked or hurt. But it doesn't get rid of the blockage, whereas the patches actually get rid of the cause of the pain or the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, that's more efficacious or works much better.
Yeah. And I love that it works within seconds. And some of us, including our acupuncture colleagues, have noticed that the ice wave patches for pain, when placed according to the clock protocol or the, you know, some of the pain relief protocols, actually work faster than acupuncture. Why do you think that is, Dr. Dennis?
Well, when you put needles in somebody, it sometimes takes a few seconds to move the chi in the blood to get to the blockage, to unblock the blockage.
Okay.
When you're doing a turtle, for example, there's a blocked area and you're inserting needles in a circle or a bracket around the blockage with the point of the needle towards the center of the blockage. So that often works really well. But then we modify the turtle with the patches and put patches like a bracket around the blocked area. And that seems to work really fast in a lot of people.
Okay. Yeah, I've done that too for injuries for people.
Yeah. And you can also, if the blockage is on a meridian, you could put the patches on either end of the chi flow in that meridian to boost the chi flow to get rid of the blockage. And for example, you put the white patch above and the tan patch below. Since the white patches are positive, and that means they tonify or put energy in, and the tan patches are electronegative or yin, and they pull energy out. So that means pulling energy out means rotating counterclockwise, and putting energy in or tonifying means rotating clockwise. So you have a tonification above the blockage and a sedation below, which means pulling chi out, and you get a nice bioelectrical flow with a positive electrode above and a negative electrode below the blockage. And since the meridian can be viewed as electromagnetic, like a wire, it's a semiconductor, it will move the chi through the meridian and break through the blockage.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Awesome. Yeah, I think we more or less answered that. As far as do they both talk to each other while talking to the body, the answer would be yes, because you just explained that, how the white and tans, you know, how the chi flows and directionality. And it's funny because sometimes I'll, you know, remember the opposite and I'll go like tan on the top and white on the bottom, and oftentimes it still works. So it's kind of interesting how that happens. I had a guy one time with he had, I think, a hip replacement, Dr. Dennis. So he was having this pain in the groin hip area, like more or less gallbladder channel. And so we were doing the clock, you know, technique that's in the brochure, and 80% of people, as you know, are, you know, helped by what's in the brochure. So you don't have to get too much fancier, but here we are, right, in this show doing the fancy stuff in case that doesn't work or people want more information. So we couldn't get his pain. It was like an 8. We couldn't get it down past, I think, 5 or 6. And I was really looking for at least half. Because normally you get it all the way down to 0. But so he, you know, so I thought, okay. So I'm doing this on the phone, right? So I can't even see the guy. And instructing the distributor just to patch him over the phone. So I said, okay, let's try something different. I said, it really looks like the majority of the pain is on that outside hip. So that would be gallbladder channel. Let's go ahead and bracket that whole gallbladder channel. So we put a patch on near the outer temple area, and then we put a patch, you know, near between the fourth and fifth toe. So that would be like gallbladder 41-ish, right? Within a few seconds, the pain was better and better and better. So we went, I believe, from an 8 to a 2. So I was like, okay, woohoo. But it was interesting, Dr. Dennis, because he had a fake hip. So here we were trying to push the energy into this localized area, and it wasn't working that well. But like you said, like when we went further away and we patched the whole meridian, that did it. That unblocked the energy.
Right. Good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll never forget that one. Now, I think I forgot which one went where. So I think I put the tan on the temple and the white on the foot, but it would still work. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing about ice wave patches. When you're getting rid of pain and working through blockages, sometimes you have to use reverse rules or break the rules about polarity on the body. Mm. Like we usually put the positive patches on the right side and the negative patches on the left side of the body. But when you're dealing with getting rid of blockages, sometimes you have to break that rule and do the opposite. And that works better because you're trying to get rid of a blockage. And then sometimes you might get rid of it for a while and then the pain will come back and people will start complaining about the patches not working. And it's just because the blockage moved. So mm-hmm. you've got to rearrange the location of the patches to follow the sweet spot that actually gets rid of the blockage again.
Right, because I believe there are layers of imbalance sometimes, especially chronic pain, and it keeps. I know how I had this neck injury thing, just a seatbelt against my neck for 16 hours. I was the only driver at the time, and it was just not happy. And then I drove through snowstorms and like horrible weather. And my husband at the time, Sean, he did not drive. So I did the whole drive to and from his hometown of Kapuskasing. Anybody's Canadian. And you're like, Kapuskasing, weren't they in the Subaru commercial years ago? And the answer is yes, because it's that far up north. I just noticed that it started with a stiff neck, but then it started spreading. So the stiffness and pain started causing trigger points in my shoulder trapezius area, and then some tightness in the chest area, and then the infraspinatus, the teres major, down the left arm, right? And, it was so long ago, it took me a while to understand why that was happening, but now I do. Like, first of all, my neck range of motion is excellent now compared to what it was. Maybe not completely 100%, but really, really good. And it's like undoing all those, you know, decades actually of things just clamping down, just trying to protect itself, just trying to, you know, stabilize and trying to feel better. So yes, folks, if you're like, well, this is where the pain is, and it goes, you know, better, and then you're like, well, now I have this pain. Don't be upset. You know, it's because you're unlayering this thing, and the next part that is the blockage, you're going to unblock that, and then you may have to kind of chase it a little bit until all the areas are unblocked. I know when I use patches on these areas of, you know, muscle tension and trigger points or whatever, I mean, they work really, really well. And, do I have perfect posture? No. Do I have other internal things that still need to improve? Yes. So, I realize that, you know, healing's a process patience is required. So, all right. So let's go to our next person.
Wait a sec. Before you go on to the next, talking about a pain in the neck. One way to deal with that using isolate patches is through the elbows, because you can create a bioelectrical arc from one elbow to the other elbow that passes up through the neck. So if you've got a pain in the neck, you can put the white isolate patch on the back, upper back of the right elbow, on the lower end of the humerus. And there's a little fossa or divot right there where the ulnar bone fits in there. And it's called the olecranon fossa. If you put a white patch right on that depression and a tan patch on the left one, so you have a white on the right and tan on the left, it'll arc bioelectricity up through the neck and in a lot of cases get rid of neck pain.
Yeah, I like that one since you taught that to me. I sometimes use it at night. I noticed for myself, and this may be true of some other women as well, that certain times of the month, the fascia seems stiffer than other times of the month. And I think, you know, I mean, biomedically, it'd be like, you know, maybe that estrogen is falling and progesterone, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? So I've been using the Alavita, the SB6, you know, the Aeon, like for the hormonal component of that. Of course, X39 is super helpful to help rejuvenate, regenerate that. But I just noticed there seems to be some sort of, not circadian rhythm, but some sort of cycle, you know, where that happens. And so the ice wave on the olecranon fossa, I thought, that's kind of cool, you know, because then it doesn't bother me when I'm sleeping at night. So it's super helpful.
Right. And then if you want to make a nice triangle and have a quick, dirty way of smoothing out your endocrine hormones at the same time, as you just mentioned, use an Olivita patch on your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will stimulate hormones like epithalamin from the pineal body in the brain that will then go to the limbic brain and connect to the hypothalamus and then to the pituitary, which will balance endocrine hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so that's exactly what I do. I don't do that particular protocol every night because I don't necessarily need it. In fact, I don't actually use the ice wave that often, but it's super helpful if needed, and that's my go-to. You know, I just threw out, I think I was going to my cupboards, and I was like, oh my gosh, this Aleve, which it used to be like candy. I used to eat that stuff like candy, okay?
Oh, liver cheese stagnation.
I know. So, and stomach and ulcers and oh, goodness knows what else. And then leaky gut and blah, blah, right? So I really did a number on my gut and immune system. But I eat that stuff like candy, you know, the blue stuff, it was dyed blue gel. I mean, it was so pretty. I think that's probably why I liked it because it was pretty. Anyway, so that one worked for me to get rid of symptoms. I eat that stuff like candy. Well, just found an old bottle that I had. I think I was using it for like trips or something. Anyway, it was, I didn't even look at the date. Well, it was really, really old. And I finally threw that out.
You know, Dr. Karen, M&Ms are pretty too. You could have been popping those.
Yeah.
Well,
don't like M&Ms.
Well, so as long as we hit on this idea of liver cheese stagnation, I've talked about it before, but it's a really important point that I've had to impress on a number of my patients. That you don't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to get rid of pain because it causes liver cheese stagnation, and that can be a problem because liver cheese stagnation, what's that?
And it causes more pain.
That's right. It's the stagnation will cause more blockages and more pain, to make a long story short, but to lengthen the story a little bit, when the liver chi gets stagnant, it builds up like a pressure cooker. And that pressure cooker then builds up, and eventually this yang chi bursts out of it, and you have a condition known as liver yang rising, and that goes up to the head and creates high blood pressure and migraine headaches. And also the stagnant liver chi from that pressure cooker will attack the earth. So you have wood attacking earth or liver attacking spleen going across the body from liver to spleen. And when the spleen gets attacked, it can't do its job right. And the job of the spleen, according to Asian medical physiology, is to keep the blood in the vessels. And so if the spleen can no longer keep blood in the vessels, we get a condition known as reckless blood that jumps out of the vessels because there's spleen chi deficiency. And if you've got reckless blood jumping out of the vessels, in other words, if the blood starts leaking out of the vessels in the brain, you get a stroke. If it happens in the heart, you get a heart attack. If it happens elsewhere in the body, you get a nice big blockage of blood accumulation and stagnation there. And so you definitely want to avoid liver chi stagnation caused by non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and also by statins.
One of the highest grossing medications ever.
Oh, yeah. Yep. A big pharma doesn't want you to know that they're creating liver chi stagnation. And they don't want you to know that the LifeWave patches are a better remedy to the pain than creating liver chi stagnation with an endless cycle that keeps getting worse and worse. So I've had to convince a lot of patients that, no, you don't want to keep taking your acetaminophen or whatever because these patches, you know, try the patches. And, you know, oh, I didn't know about that. Cool.
Right. Yeah. That's doing people a great service to get them off that treadmill of whatever your take to get rid of the symptom, actually making the symptom worse in the long end and having all these other side effects. And so, you know, that's why I ended up with fibromyalgia, you know, and then chronic fatigue and autoimmune and all those things years after popping this stuff like candy. I had birth control pills, didn't help it either, you know, and then of course that caused all sorts of allergies and asthma, and I thought it was genetic. So, you know, then I'm, you know, popping sprays and prednisone and all that kind of stuff. So I really did my body a number. And surprisingly, thanks to somebody introducing the patches to me, I did not go down that road of permanent disability like so many people do with these things. And then of course the liver stagnation causes us to be resentful and angry. And of course we can be resentful and angry first and then cause fibromyalgia and liver stagnation.
Oh, right. Right. So, because anger is one of the manifestations of liver stagnation when it builds up like a pressure cooker. So imagine somebody. Because liver's role is to have healthy anger to break through blockages in life. But if that anger builds up too much, you get anger that's not healthy.
Right, and the repressed that lasts out anger the rest can be of us. So toxic.
Very,
personal experience. Because I was like super nice and, you know, super helpful and super loving to people, you know, on the outside. But I just had this deep, deep resentment on the inside for just sacrificing myself all the time because I thought I was supposed to, you know, so that I think I haven't met a single person that legitimately has been diagnosed with fibromyalgia that does not have resentment. Sorry.
Right.
Calling it like I see it.
it just creates blockages and stagnation and anger.
And it doesn't mean they're a bad person. Sometimes they're overgiving. They give too much because of low self-esteem, which is what I had, and all sorts of things, and it can cause all sorts of issues. So the nice thing is that when we do start to unblock this energy, like my mother had was diagnosed with quote-unquote depression, but she just had this anger and resentment, you know, over just, you know, being a good girl all those decades and decades and decades. And when she started using energy enhancer patches on her liver 3, because I was treating her actually for excess heat and, you know, she had hives, and I was like, well, this will do something really easy for her, right? And when it's complex protocols, I just put energy enhancers on liver 3. That's all we had. That's the only patches we had. Take probiotics, stop eating sugar. You know, that was pretty much it. That was like really simple. And of course the hives got better. It took a while, but I think her gut needs to heal. And then she's like, you know what? I don't need my antidepressants anymore. And so she weaned off those with her doctor's, you know, a blessing. Cause I said, don't do it alone. You know, cause she used to do that, stop it, and then would withdraw. It was horrible. And she did that, and she's not been on antidepressants since. So that is like liver T stagnation is no joke, you guys. I mean, it can make or break your life, really, having this. So I'm just glad that I was able to help her, even though I didn't know what I was really doing. I wasn't intending on her getting off antidepressants. She'd been on them so long, and every time she was off of them, she was a nightmare to deal with. So I'm just, you know, just stay on them, Mom, you know. But then she got better, you know, just by clearing that liver stagnation. Isn't it amazing?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and liver 3 is a really good point for clearing liver cheese stagnation. That's why we use it so often.
Yeah, it's like one of the king points, just like spleen 6. You know, liver 3 is VIP point. So we have Rita Ta here with some questions, and I do know her phone number, so I'm just going to unmute her so she can add in. So Ta, hi, can you hear us?
Hi, Dr. Karen, Dr. Hey. Dennis.
Hello.
Hey, good to hear from you. You always have a good question.
Yeah.
So, good people. So, do you want me to read this off? So, the 44-year-old?
Yes, and he is on the line, Chad.
Oh, okay. What's the, do you know the last 4 digits? So I can unmute him too.
Chad, email me the last 4 digits of your phone number. And then we could get started in them.
Okay. Well, it's not that we have to talk to him, but it's kind of nice, you know, in case we want any details. So I'll read off your first question. So Chaz is 44, over 20 years, pain in feet, low back, when standing for a period of time, to the point where he has to constantly crouch down to round his lower back, shift his weight back and forth on his feet. He's had pain most of his life from sit bones down, the left hamstring, or the outside of the leg, triggered by pressure of a chair, bed, or car seat. It started when he was 16, driving long distances. Oh, yeah, I can imagine. The pain shoots down my leg. 10 years ago, it got worse, like IT band pain, but I've been told it could be more fascia-related. Feels like a burning. Yep, I cannot sleep on my left side. Cannot sit at a desk longer than a few minutes. I've also had pain in my upper right back up to my neck for most of my life. It got much worse after a motorcycle accident, breaking my right collarbone 20 years ago when I was 24. It played a role in preventing me from being able to get a good night's sleep, work at the desk, or getting into the gym and strength training. I've lost bone density in my right knee. Okay, so lots of things. And gosh, wow, you know, it actually relates to liver as well. So,
yeah,
you know, well, all the stuff we were talking about is actually pretty relevant here. Okay, so that was the one person, right? And Tanya, you had somebody else as well, so we'll do that other person later. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I just wanted you to know that we've done the whole body pain protocol, all kinds, danced around that one, all the knee protocols, tried lots of different combinations, and here we are. And and the pain moves. It does move, like you were talking about.
That's actually a good sign, I think, anyway. Whole body protocol, et cetera. And which practice have you already used with in combination altogether?
We've used the ice wave, the X39, X49, Eon, carnosine, and, I can't remember if we used energy enhancers or not. I think lots of ice waves.
Okay, right. So you did the ice wave, double patching, and aside from the pain moving locations, you hadn't noticed or he hadn't noticed a huge difference, correct?
Nothing.
Okay.
When we've done brain balancing, too, with the Eon.
Yep. You know the drill, so good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and not a vegan, correct?
No, not a vegan. Is on supplements. Does drink water.
Okay.
Actually, married to a very amazing woman who does fascia release and all kinds of wonderful stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, that's great. Well, he kind of sort of needs that for sure. But, you know, I'm sure, I don't know about Dr. Dennis, but I can feel, to some degree, I can feel the stiffness of the fascia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Dennis, your thoughts?
So one of the first things that comes to mind is to make sure that he's drinking the right kind of water, like electrolyzed water, to optimize the efficacy of the patches. And also getting enough. Okay, that's good.
He has the Kangen.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so that'll help too. And also to use micromineral nutrients like either Eden or from Dr. Dale, or just use pink Himalayan rock salt. Not regular salt, that's poison, but I'm saying pink Himalayan mineral salt, just a pinch of that and water he drinks will help the bioelectricity of the patches work better.
Okay.
So if you haven't tried that, that's another thing to try.
Okay.
And also what you described at first about the back pain and the neck pain, that sounds like a perfect candidate for my triangle, and especially triple triangle. With the base on bladder 57, which is a point called support mountain that's right between the Achilles tendon and the lower calf muscle. There's a little divot on the back of the leg there, that support mountain that will affect the whole back. So you put the ice wave patches on there with the white one on the right and the tan one on the left. And so that's your base of your triangle. And then you go up and use the YH patches further up to create the apex of the triangle. And you can actually create three superimposing triangles, each one bigger than the next, with the smallest one on the life gate or right on the sacrum, which is GV2, or the life gate, which is GV4, right below lumbar vertebra 2. So okay, you could start with a carnosine patch on the apex there, and then go further up the back to the bottom of the neck, and right below the seventh cervical vertebra, and between the seventh cervical and the first thoracic vertebra, there's a bump on the back of the neck. And right mm-hmm. below that bump, on that spot between them, is a point called GV14.
Okay.
And that's where almost all of the yang channels in the upper body cross. That's a good crossing point and a good point for addressing all the yang channels in the upper body. So then put, say, a glutathione patch there.
Okay.
And then you can go further up to the top of the head or the back of the head, depending on what works best for him, to create a even bigger triangle apex, and use the Eon patch classically or typically for that on GV19, because in acupuncture, if you use GV19 and point the needle back down towards the direction of where the pain is on the lower back, you kind of break up the blockage. And if you use either GV19 or actually go to the top of the head, GV20, which is a byway that you can find from the apex of the ears going to the midline in the middle of the head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the top of the head. So that would be a good large triangle apex. So you've got three superimposing triangles. And if you look at those triangles in terms of Newtonian physics, you have semiconductors like wires or acupuncture meridians, or just the body's semiconducting electricity among the patches in a triangle. And if you look at physics, like even high school physics teaches that if you have an electrical current in a wire, it creates a magnetic field around it. And so that creates a really strong magnetic field in the center of the triangles. And then you've got three superimposing triangles, and so a really strong electromagnetic field in the center, according to Newton and Newtonian physics. But then you can also use the patches in an alchemical sense, the way that Dr. Karen and I usually do. And you can view the patches as creating a wormhole, because the triangle is the archetype for an Einstein-Rosen space-time bridge, which is a wormhole. So you can access the quantum that way. And you've got three superimposing wormholes with this triangle or superimposing triangles on each other to make a really powerful change in what the chi of his body is doing. And you can access that change through a wormhole, because when you set up a wormhole, you've actually got a Merkaba with rotating pyramid above going one way and rotating pyramid below going the other way. So you've got zero point energy in the center. And when you're alchemically placing the patches in those positions, you can use your intention to access the zero point energy and collapse the wave of possibility from the quantum into 3D reality through the wormhole and into the triangle and remedy of the back.
Wow. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, we know you get it.
So,
well, yeah, you know, and I've used it before, but I haven't had this breadth and depth of it. So thank you very much.
Yeah, and I know you've listened to my flapping my gums before, so you could grasp what I was saying there.
Yeah, definitely. And question on that. So it's the, bladder 57. Do you ever take it down to kidney 1 under the feet as well, or?
Sure, you could.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Especially if you have
okay.
leg pain. Sure.
And
so that's
and then,
pulling spring, and kidney 1 has contact with the earth. So you can do things by moving chi from the earth into the body or vice versa with that.
Okay. And if there was a rotation for this, so if you did this one day, what would be, say, the next day? Or how many days would you want to keep doing this? I know until it gets relief, but can we hit those same points like for 3-4 days?
Yeah, you could leave the patches on for 3 or 4 days, and you can start with a small triangle and make them bigger, or you can move, as you mentioned, the iceway patches from bladder 57 down to kidney 1, or even use liver 3 instead of kidney 1.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah, that's
depending on the pattern, the stagnation, the relative stagnation of the liver chi, or so on, and what you're trying to address, you would use
okay.
those points. And like Dr. Karen alluded to earlier, you could use the master point for the sinews, which is gallbladder 34. That would also
okay.
be a good base for anything
okay.
above, if you're working a triangle above it. So
yeah.
those are all
okay.
good places to rotate the bladder 57 iceway patches to is gallbladder 34, kidney 1, liver 3.
Okay. Uh-huh. Perfect. Fabulous.
Yeah, great. And, I was going to put my 2 cents in there, and I was just going to say, that after you do the support mountain triangle or the triple triangle and you want to change it up a bit, that's gallbladder 34 may be really helpful. You could either do the, liver 3 on the left, gallbladder 34 on the right with energy enhancers,
yeah.
for example, or you could just do the gallbladder 34 one day, alternating with the liver 3 the other day. And then we definitely want to have the X39, X49 in there as well. So maybe that can be your alternate days, where you add the X39, for example, on conception vessel 4 or 6 on the belly, and then X49 on the back governor vessel 2, for example, near the sacrum. So you're sandwiching.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're still you're still creating triangles and sandwiching. And then I think my sense is, because, I've been there, And that fascia, when it's very stiff, it just twangs back into its abnormal shape. It won't flex and stretch out to where it should be. So definitely what Dr. Dan's talking about, the minerals, super important. As you know, Ta, I really like Mineral Force and Mag Force by my friend,
yeah.
Dr. Stephen Davis. So, he could do up to 3, he would have to work up slowly so he doesn't detox, work up slowly to 3 capfuls a day of the Mineral Force, very, very safe, and also the Mag Force, 1 capful a day, adding the Himalayan crystal salt and water and food, just like Dr. Dennis says. I'm a big fan of bone broth, as you know, lots of minerals in there, mm-hmm. so maybe 2 cups of bone broth a day. And
right.
yeah, there's definitely a nutritional component here, which is one of the reasons why
yeah.
He's not getting mm-hmm. as good results as expected. Because I didn't either when I was, being an athlete and all, just overworking, and then he can't sleep, right? So then there's more stress, and so it's just the minerals are used up. So you need to replete those so the patches and the signal can go through the body much easier. Does that make sense, Ta?
Yeah, totally. Thank you.
And other thing you want to consider as far as nutrition goes is he taking too much calcium? And maybe he needs more magnesium instead of calcium because
okay.
that will help soften connective tissue. And the calcium
will
harden it.
Okay. And what is too much calcium? I mean, is there a number
Taking calcium supplements by itself without balancing it with magnesium?
Yeah, he probably
okay.
doesn't need calcium supplements. So,
right.
Just, you know, bone broth has plenty.
All right.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stopped taking calcium. I'm taking quite a bit of magnesium.
Right. And,
you
know,
it,
some people overtake calcium because they eat a lot of homogenized cheese, right? They just love cheese. And so that's not to mention constipating. That is sometimes too much calcium.
Yeah.
And it's also damp. Cheese is very, dairy is very damp, and spleen doesn't like damp. It likes dry. So that can mess up the spleen too.
Right. And somebody, you know, in my Guide to Healing Chronic Fatigue, I mean, it depends how far people want to take it. I think for someone like Taz, you know, it's like, hey, I'm desperate here. Like, I'm going to do whatever it takes, right? So if he was in that place where I was at, you know, we're doing all of the above, and, you know, really looking at the energetic, the spiritual issues, you know, the other things I, you know, talk about in the book, and really understanding that, that may mean some drastic changes in the diet over time. We don't expect it overnight, but that may mean like experimenting with, you know, okay, I'm just going to stop eating, you know, all, you know, wheat and bread and dairy for a while, you know, for at least 3 months, just to give my body the ability to have that time to heal itself. Because a lot of times when we eat some of these things, although it's, I know it's ingrained in our culture, you know, it can, if somebody has pain, it's a different story. You know, it's one thing if you're perfectly healthy, right, and you're eating sourdough bread, even the organic stuff, and you're eating raw dairy, you know, it sounds really good, you're not having any symptoms, fine. You know, but we've had so many stressors in our modern day life, it's hard to even explain how all these things add up. So if someone's really serious about getting rid of their pain, I'd be, you know, pretty, not strict, but eat the right things and forego
and
some of this other stuff.
Well, right.
Yeah. It's, goes without saying, but yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Sugar, wheat, dairy,
definitely.
You know, yeah. GMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has to be a holistic approach. Okay, well, thank you, Todd. Let's check your other question here. Another LifeWave member, if we have multiple health issues, say heart, lungs, knee pain, to name a few, what is more effective? Do we pick each day, patch for that issue each day, a different issue, or do we attempt to combine several issues using more patches each day? So that is a great question for Dr. Dennis to field. I have my own, you know, biases, but you know, the easy one for me is like, whatever works. That's what I like to say. But Dr.
Right.
Dennis, we'll let you take over.
Yeah, well, an extension of whatever works is like John Chance, who is the top distributor in the company. He once said, oh, don't worry about all these acupuncture points. You just take a handful of ice wave patches and you stuff a bunch of white ones in your right pocket and a bunch of tan ones in your left pocket. And then you go from there and everything's hunky-dory. And, you know, that worked for him and for the horses. He does a lot of work with horses.
Oh.
So I got kind of paraphrased.
Not everybody, but just work on some people, you know.
Right. So, relative to Chinese medical physiology and philosophy, what you would do is long-term, you want to work on the root. But short-term causes acute problems like pain. There might be some trauma, inflammation involved. You want to get rid of the acute problem first to make the patient more comfortable or the person or the client more comfortable. And that even works if you're if you got a prospect and you're recruiting a new distributor. If you get rid of the pain first and do the more superficial things first so that they can feel the effects of the patches, they're going to be more likely to start using them, and they'll be of more use and help to them in the long run. So then if you deal with the more acute branch, and in Chinese medicine it's called the branch, so the root versus the branch, so deal with the branches first to get rid of the acute nagging problems that may be caused by the root, but at least you're getting rid of the superficial problems and making them more comfortable, then you have more time and more attention and more interest in dealing with the root, which is the real cause of the problem. So then you go after the root. So branches
okay.
first and then root second.
Okay. All right. Well, it always seems to be liver, kidney, gallbladder, and bladder. It's like somewhere in there for everybody.
Well, that's most likely for most people. But there are a lot of people that have kidney-heart disharmonies, like water-fire harmony or Shen disturbance. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so those need to be addressed, too, to help them stabilize. For example, Dr. Karen was talking about her mother's being on antidepressants, and if she stayed long-term on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or SSRIs, like these people that are attacking schools and causing
yeah.
shoot-ups, they're typically on SSRIs for
yeah.
quote-unquote depression. So instead of rebalancing their fire-water disharmony or addressing their Shen disturbance, their doctors prescribed SSRIs for them to deal with the depression, and that just makes them more labile and more prone or more susceptible to brainwashing and MKUltra and outside influences, which sets them up to go shooting schools up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So in other words, the school shooters could have been helped by using LifeWay patches instead of SSRIs.
Definitely.
Well, that's a huge
okay,
amount of young people, well, it's older people as well, but young people than ever before with depression, mental health decline, including
mm-hmm.
those diagnosed since the pandemic was created. And here's the thing is that there's so many things that one can do when you address the root, not just, you know, societal stuff. And there's certain things in our outside world, we can't force that change, you know, because we're not necessarily in charge of the rules, politics, whatever. But there's so many things that we can do in our own homes that can make a huge difference in there. And unfortunately, you know, these long-term medications were never tested long-term. Let me say that again. These medications,
that's right.
SSRIs, the number of weeks, yes, weeks, that they have been tested to so-called be safe, they don't test them for years on end, and they certainly don't test them in combination with other medications to prove
that's
they're
right.
safe. They don't. So
and they often,
I didn't understand that as a medical
they do
doctor.
Test them, even if they do test them, they terminate the time of the test. When the data starts showing it's looking bad, they keep the test within 1 to 3 months, and it's often more longer than 3 months testing where they go
much
bad.
Much longer.
Yeah.
Much longer. Yeah,
much
yeah. They're
longer.
Pretty smart about it. But
right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's about shareholders making money and all sorts of other things. So, yeah, so treating that root, like I always wanted as a medical doctor to treat the root and the you know, the symptoms for sure, but I think some people don't understand that in Western medicine, oftentimes we're treating, or not treating, well, we're treating the symptom, which would be short term, getting rid of the pain, for example, or getting rid of, you know, a rash or something like that. But then we don't do anything long term because we don't know how. We just don't. And we're not taught that. Maybe some people do know how, but they don't teach us that in medical school. So, yeah. So, yeah, it's not going to be overnight, but Dr. Dennis, if say they wanted to do, you know, heart, lungs, knee pain, you know, that kind of thing, would you suggest that they just focus on one thing for a whole week or, you know, kind of do maybe heart one day, lungs one day, knee pain one day, you know, and then you know, eventually focus on the root?
Yeah. Address the knee pain first and then get to the root later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's possible to do them at the same time. It depends on the situation and what the problem is. Sometimes you can address them together. But that addressing the branch first and then the root is the general rule.
Okay.
So,
is that helpful? It's helpful. I'm you know, I think about me, you know, it's like I got the heart, the lungs, the low pulse, the bone on bone, left knee, you know, it's like, all right.
Well,
and I don't really want to let up of the heart, right?
Well,
and I don't want to wear, you know, too many patches, right?
Right. In cases like you, sometimes it's useful to go back to basics and just doing energy enhancer patches with a yin-yang pair cycle going around balancing all the meridians, and then you're going to hit some of your imbalances and correct it better.
Five element?
And yeah, five element yin-yang pair with energy enhancer.
All right.
You know, that's back to basics, and you're going to hit all the balancing, and you may hit some imbalances you're not even aware of that are going to self-correct with that.
Yeah, okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And also, if you wanted to get fancy with that, you could modify the basics by using X39 and X49 for your yin-yang pair. So I'd use the X49 as a relatively more positive patch on the right and the X39 as a relatively more negative patch on the left.
Okay.
Using them at the same time as a yin-yang pair.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Welcome. Okay, so let me meet you up there. Ta. And one thing, comment I was going to make, and I'm sure Dr. Dennis would appreciate this as well, is that we are conditioned in Western medicine to see the body like a machine. Like there are parts of us that we can like replace, you know, and sometimes we do, right? We replace the heart, we replace the hip, but we are not a machine. Everything works in concert with everything else. And so when see things like, oh, there's a heart issue, there's a lung issue, there's a knee issue, these are not separate things, guys. They're not. They're all interrelated and interconnected. Now, with segueing just for a moment here, just to give people an idea, but when I do my healing modality, okay, the Topagan healing method, when somebody presents with these multiple things like that, right, one of the quality questions I ask with Divine Muscle Testing after connecting with Source is, what percentage of all these symptoms have the same root cause? And then I'll get a number at 100%. And you'd be shocked and surprised at how many times that number is really high. Really high. And then of course, in my healing modality, we kind of get to, you know, what is the root? You need to know what it is. If not, just, you know, command it heals. And so that way I've just done thousands upon thousands of healing sessions, you know, with people over time and just documented in a way, documented the trends and the patterns. And that is often the pattern. So in Western medicine, we think of parts, and in Eastern and other philosophies, we think of the whole, right? So we want to definitely honor and understand that it is the whole being. It is not you have a heart problem, you have a knee problem, you have a lung problem, you have a terrain problem. Everything.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the law of the terrain versus the germ theory, because you don't have to know what quote-unquote germ might be causing a problem. You just need to look at the pattern of the problem and ask what it would look like if you had more harmony.
Great. Yeah, that's great. Okay, next question from Patty. I have a torn meniscus in my left knee. I was wondering if it's possible to heal my knee without surgery and return to playing sports pain-free. Well, definitely the latter, absolutely. I have a friend of mine who has bone on bone, on her both knee joints. She's a figure skating and now figure skating coach. You wouldn't know it to see her. I said, do you have any pain? She goes, nope. So just because you see bone on bone, or you have torn this or torn that or absent, you know, whatever, it does not necessarily mean that you have to have pain. So let's just cancel that belief altogether, okay, that just because you see something on an x-ray or some doctor said something does not mean that you have to suffer and does not mean that you have pain. So the answer is yes for the latter one for sure. I'll let Dr. Dennis kind of, you know, expand on the concept in terms of regrowth and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so just using the patches, bioelectrical or photonic moving energy and frequencies is often enough to help tissue start healing, and well, first getting rid of inflammation and then working on healing. And if you're talking about connective tissue and bone on bone, gallbladder 34 is a really good point. That's a master point for the sinew energy. And so that's a good place to start, gallbladder 34. And then also if you're mending bone itself, I often use bladder 65, which is down on the side of the foot. That helps to mend bone. So you don't just use the energy of the patches on those points. You can also put your intention in there. And let's say you're wanting to heal the cartilage of the knee and prevent, say, arthritis and bone-on-bone injury from rubbing, you could put your intention into the patches you're putting on gallbladder 34, for example. And just to keep it simple, we can say we'll put an X49 on right gallbladder 34 and an X39 on the left, and place our intention into increasing stem cell proliferation through the patches to heal the tissue. And so we're using the patches in synergy with our intention and accessing the quantum to help the tissue heal.
Yes. Well, it's not going to hurt, guys, right? You know what I mean? With Dr. Dennis, even if you're like, well, that's kind of hokey, you know, feels like, you know, witchcraft or whatever, you know, hey, it's intention. And, you know, we do know that energy and light changes with our thoughts, our emotions and things like that. So you might as well use it for positive purposes rather than negative purposes, you know, putting in that intention, like literally command it, tell it, you know, hey, love for you to grow some stem cells to repair this meniscus, you know. It's not going to hurt, and it may empower you to begin doing that in all aspects of your life. That's what I'm thinking.
Right, exactly. And expanding that even further, when we're going back to the root idea, if you're grounded and you have a strong root, you're not, especially psychologically, you're not going to be as coerced or swayed into injecting yourself with a bioweapon that is harmful and destroying your immune system. So that also speaks to having a strong root, and you can reinforce your root with the patches by just doing something as simple as some five element yin yang pair energy enhancer rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And so you won't, that'll improve your shen, your basic psychological energy or spiritual energy, and you're not going to be as swayed or susceptible to coercion of either suicidal injection or just taking any kind of drug for that matter.
All right. Guess we
okay, we're on the fringe, Dr. Karen.
Dr. Dennis, you know. Anyway, all right, so we're going to the phones now. I'm going to say your area code, and then I'll unmute you, say your first name, and then what it is you would like help with. So next in line is area code 208. So 208. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Dr. Karen. It's Allie Bierman.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, Allie.
I'm so grateful to be here with you guys. So I've had... more than 10 years ago when I lost my vagus nerve on the right, I've had an issue with heart arrhythmia. The last 8 months has gotten so bad. In the last 2 weeks, I've had trouble functioning because it's been so bad I can't breathe. And at the same time, my jaw joint went out, and I'm thinking there must be a correlation, because I can normally put my jaw joint back, and no matter what I do, I haven't succeeded. But anything you can do to help would be great, because I'm missing a whole lot of days of functioning right now.
Mm-hmm. And when you say lost your vagus nerve, what do you mean?
it was inside a tumor that was removed from my brain stem.
Ah, okay. Okay.
What's your heart rate doing?
It's pretty normal. It might be a little higher than what cardiologists say it needs to be, but I had a reasonable cardiologist say, I keep track of my blood pressure, and my heart rate's very normal. It's low normal, usually in the 70s. Now, when I'm in an episode, it'll be like 150-something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the reason I ask that is the vagus nerve goes to the sinoatrial node of the heart and helps keep the heart rate low and normal. So it can fly out of control without the influence of the vagus nerve.
Yes. So I can do everything. All that literature out there tells you how to stimulate your vagus nerve. We can only stimulate it if it's there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like they removed the whole thing.
No. Just the part up in my brain from about C2 up. And since I've been using the patches, I have functioning that shows me there's some stem cell activity working, but it's definitely not doing anything right now.
Right, so you're using X39 currently. Any other patches?
And X49, and then I use a whole bunch of other things. I also do Qigong, and I focus on heart, liver, gallbladder, spleen, stomach, because something's moving on my left side that hurts, and I don't know what it is, and I'm guessing it's spleen. So,
okay. So do you have Eon patches at home?
Yeah, and that this might sound odd, but at night, the way I stop the hurting is I put the SP6 on my back where it hurts, and then I put an E on front, and then I don't hurt, and I can sleep all night.
Okay.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay. Have you ever used 2 Eon patches at once?
Only once to help my brain, and it overwhelmed me.
It what, sorry?
It overwhelmed me. I'm super sensitive to energy and everything, so I self-test every day before I use any patches, before I take any supplements, because otherwise I'll feel worse.
Okay, and you're taking magnesium?
Oh, yeah. I use the Nutrilite magnesium.
Okay, great. Did you notice any improvement after using the MagForce at all in terms of the heart? Sorry, things are falling over me here.
Yeah, I think I was doing better, but I also think I ran out of X39. I ran out of my copper supplement, and I know it was delivered today. I need to go get it. That makes a big difference.
Ah, okay. Good to know. Okay. All right, good. So we have kind of a basis of what's going on. And, you know, one of the things I have used in the past specifically for, you know, activating the vagus or getting into the parasympathetic in people that have complex issues is using 2 Eon patches. But that may be too much for you for whatever reason. You know, usually one I use for brain balancing, so I'll put one behind the ear, on the third eye, or top of the head, and I'll put a second one covering the belly button. And that actually, for a lot of people, will actually, if you have reverse polarity, for example, that will correct that. So do you do when you do your muscle testing or your intuitive connecting, do you make sure that you're not polarity reversed, or do you know how to do that?
I always start there.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good. Then that's helpful. Okay. Cool. Go ahead,
Dr. Dennis. One thing I'd suggest to help with your jaw alignment is to put ice wave patches on stomach 7, which is right at the point where your jaw connects with the skull. And stomach 7 is right in front of the tragus, which is that little thing on your ear, that little flap that covers your ear hole when you push on it. So if you go in front of that, just below your zygomatic arch, which is a bone on your skull that is near where the jaw connects. You've got probably a sore spot there if your jaw is misaligned.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. So that would be a good indication that the ice wave patches will help you on stomach 7 bilateral. So you put the white one on the right and the tan one on the left. And not only will that help correct, clear the blockages and help correct the pain, it'll also help realign the jaw.
Okay, great.
Super. And you can put your intention in there too. Since you do Qigong, you can use alchemy when you place the patches and channel some Qi from your Qigong through the patches to jaw realignment.
Oh, wow, I didn't think of that. Thank you.
Yeah, and I believe that, and Dr. Dennis can kind of weigh in on as well, that there's quite a few people running around that are having what they perceive as, you know, heart arrhythmias and or, you know, shortness of breath. And when you come down to the actual physiology or physicality, if you will, of what's happening, is that their diaphragm is not working properly. Now, some of that could be nerve-related, because the nerves innervate the diaphragm, and it's a pretty broad muscle, and so important as the bellows, and to, you know, not just, you know, make you breathe, but if there's part of that diaphragm that is not working and not contracting and relaxing properly, you are absolutely going to feel short of breath. And I'm not just talking about you, Ali. I'm talking about a lot of people who are having the symptom. So if you can muscle test which part of your diaphragm is unhappy and focus, and that could be that spleen area, you know what I mean? And focus your energy, maybe patching there, that could actually help, you know, get it going again. So you can have this even, you know, this even breath.
The thing that I sometimes, if I have my body straight, but I turn my upper body to the left, I feel something inside popping in and out, and I think I'm hearing you say that might be part of my diaphragm.
Yeah, everything's connected. You know, the diaphragm's connected with fascia to the rib cage and other organs and things like that. So when one thing shifts, the other is too. And if it's not flexible, yeah, you're definitely going to feel that kind of thing. I used to have this thing where I cough so many years ago, and used to take all sorts of drugs for it. and I had literally dislodged like the cartilage from the bone in the front of the ribs. And so I would lean over and it would pop, you know, it'd be very disconcerting. That feeling was like, ugh. But eventually it went away. I don't know how. Something healed. It didn't get as loose. I don't know. But now that I do block therapy and I'm working on the diaphragm, I actually did a whole diaphragm series, three sessions, diaphragm series, and the blocking of the lower ribs. That was interesting. Let me tell you. I was like, ooh, I didn't know this part was not flexible. and I don't really have breathing problems. So can you imagine someone that does have breathing problems? Like, how the fascia might be completely wrapped around, you know, a portion of that. But you can use the patches to help with that. So, Dr. Dennis, what do you think about, the points better than I do. So what do you think about spleen 21? I mean, what can support the heart, the diaphragm, the breathing, and also mechanically the diaphragm?
Well, what struck me from the discussion about the diaphragm is to go to bladder 17. Which is a goshu point, or the backshu point that's on the bladder channel, but it addresses the diaphragm chi and helps balance that. And also, that may be influenced by stuck emotional energy in the yellow cord. Now, the yellow cord is the energetic area between the diaphragm and the apex of the heart, and that's where stuck emotional energy lies. And, for example, I've had lots of patients that have been seeing psychologists and psychiatrists for decades, and they can't get rid of their stuck emotional energy. And with a little bit of Qigong and clearing the yellow cord, they can move on with their life, and that moves and gets rid of the stuck emotional energy. So that may be one thing to look at there that's the problem. is you got years accumulation of trauma, like the tumor that was removed, and the jaw that's displaced, and you've got residual torsion fields residing in the yellow cord from that trauma. And so you can help clear that with both bladder 17 and also the yellow cord gate, which is bladder 43. And 43 is the Gao Huang Shu or yellow cord gate. That's one way to clear stuck emotional energy from the yellow cord. So I'm kind of speaking esoterically and alchemically here by saying, well, address that theory by seeing if you can patch bladder 43 and bladder 17 at the same time and clear your yellow cord and see if that energy doesn't recorrect.
Which patch? And I'm a metaphysical minister, so nothing's too esoteric. But which patch should I use for those points?
Okay, so instead of saying esoteric, I could say moving photons in your acupuncture meridians, which are like optical fibers, okay?
Right.
So by moving that photonic energy and those frequencies, you're changing the frequency pattern in your body.
Great.
That makes more sense.
No, it all made sense because I work that way too. But which patches are you talking about? Which patches should I use on those points?
Yeah. Well, in order for me to make that kind of recommendation, I'd have to know more about your overall patterns and energy. But in general, put a negative patch on bladder 17 and a positive patch on right bladder 43.
Okay.
So like a tan ice wave patch on bladder 17 and a white ice wave on bladder 43.
Okay. And I can test and find it. Which patch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And those
points might be hard to reach for you. You might need somebody to help you place the patches, or you could use a back scratcher and kind of guess where those points are by putting double-sided sticky on the unadhesed side of the patch on the back scratcher and then lowering it down to those points to stick them on there if you don't have anyone to help you.
Okie dokie. There's a new movie out. It's Germ Theory versus Terrain.
It's not the Terrain movie. It's a different movie.
I thought the name of it was Germ Theory versus Terrain. I heard the producer, director, the person who created it on podcast today. The show I want you to be on.
Maybe it's another movie. Let me know what that is. We can post in the Light Medicine group, the Light Medicine community. Because I watched the Terrain film, or at least the first half of it. I did buy it. I didn't watch the second half yet. It's talking about how they isolated, quote unquote, isolated viruses, and it's a completely ridiculous. Now that I know how they do it. My goodness.
Okay.
So, Dr. Karen, do you have any more perspective on clearing the yellow cord energy using bladder 17 and 43?
Well, I love that. It is a little bit challenging spot to get to. Maybe Dr. Dennis, you could talk about if one can reach behind as if the women are often unhooking their bras, right? So guys don't have to do that range of motion. So women tend to be a little bit more flexible there. So would that be in alignment approximately with where the bottom of the shoulder blade rests? Is that around the line of where bladder 17 is?
Yeah, the inferior angle of the scapula when your arm's hanging down, that goes right through the bottom of thoracic vertebra 7, which is right next to bladder 17.
Okay.
Yeah, so a tricky part, if you have that flexibility to unhook a bra, for example, one of the things you can do, I mean, it sounds kind of funny, but if you have one arm at your side, like, for example, my left side's more flexible than my right doing that, so I have my right arm resting on the side, I feel where the bottom of the shoulder blade is, then I draw an imaginary line with my other fingers, my left fingers, all the way to the center of the spine, and then I actually dig my nail in there, so there's a dent. So then when I come back to it, I know where it is. So then I grab my patches, right, and take the sticker backings off. And remember, the patches have quite a wide, you know, sphere of influence, but it's your intention that is going to say, hey, this is bladder 17, this is bladder 43. And so bladder 17 would be on the left side in this case with your negative charge patch, like a tan patch or an SP6 patch. And then you would go probably like an inch or so to the left of that dent that you just made with your nail and put the patch there. I can actually reach it perfectly fine right now. And then on the right-hand side, you would actually almost like double that distance. So, you know, 2 inches or so. Like I'm kind of muscular there, so I can actually feel where the muscle belly, where it ends, and that's where the bladder 43 is on me. And if you're off a little bit, you're a little half inch up, or look, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you use your attention. The other thing I was going to mention, too, is that, I love Dr. Dennis's triangles, right? So if you've got that on the back, I would definitely put something right over the xiphoid, like right in the center. So, like, that could be an X39, that could be an X49, you know, like right in the center. So you've got that little triangle going. My other thought you could try on an alternate day is, like patching the whole rib cage. So just, you know, having a white on the right, tan on the left on the rib cage, and that could be spleen 21, or that could be, you know, anything sore down the sides of the rib. And again, patching something in the center. And you could make a diamond. You could patch something like X39 on the front in the xiphoid, and then X49 on that T-spine, T7, and then patch the ice wave on the sides. And literally you are encompassing that entire diaphragm and lung area with that. So that's like sacred geometry patching, if you will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Then you get a triangle that's horizontal going right through the diaphragm. That's brilliant.
Ali, did you take the principles of patching classes?
No, I didn't know about it. Where do I find out about it?
Yeah, so that's free for our team members and distributors. So do you know how to get a hold of Leslie? support@karencan.com,
yeah.
And just say, hey, yeah. Leslie, can I get access to the principles of patching course in LifeWave? What she'll do is she'll just double check that, you know, your name and email are indeed on our team members list. She'll do that, and then she'll give you access to that. And basically, we talk about these principles in the course so that people can make up their own protocols and don't have to rely on recipes, because recipes don't always work depending on the person and what they're going through.
I'm not on your team. I watch everything I see of yours, but I'm not. It's actually on your team, your LifeWave team.
Oh, okay. I forgot. I thought you were. But, you know, we'll eventually, like, I have these micro trainings, and I have so much content. It's like, oh, my gosh, I need time to make them all. But anyway, so I'll just give you bits of it. But basically, we're talking about making triangles and diamonds, right? Like, I don't like to see people with, like, 6 patches all on the right leg. You know what I mean? Like, you could do that, but like Dr. Dennis, I really like people to balance left, right, up, down, you know, if possible. Sometimes you do have to put everything on the right side because it's the right knee pain and you're just, you know, surrounding the dragon or whatever. But it's helpful to balance, you know, those things. So, I'll have to think really hard about it. I have to talk to God about whether I'm going to, the next iteration of the program, whether I'm going to make it open for everybody and everyone not on my team just pays, you know, a certain amount. But everybody is on my team doesn't have to, just because I get asked this quite often, like, oh, I'm not on your team, but I really want to learn that stuff, right? And it's not something that corporate feels comfortable teaching at the moment because they have rules they have to abide by the FDA and FTC. So I just, Yeah, I just found that with team members like Rita and, you know, the folks, the quality of their questions when we come to our Q&As and stuff like that is just incredible, because they've learned those basics that I've taught them, and they're not asking the same questions that everybody else does when I you know, do stuff with other teams. And sometimes LifeWave will hire me to work with, you know, teams in other countries, not that often, but you know, I go, wow, I can tell the difference in the quality of the question, because they don't have the basics.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're trying to do that here. So.
Well, thank you.
So, before you move on to the next person, there's something Dr. Karen mentioned in her patch placements, where she digs her fingernail into the point in order to locate where it is. Well, that act in and of itself is a form of Tuina, which is massage, that will actually activate the point.
Right.
By digging your fingernail in.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Tuina means Chinese massage.
Okay.
I haven't had a formal session of that. Actually, my friend used to do it, but we didn't spend time doing that. She mostly did acupuncture on me. But I am not trained in that, just so you know.
Serendipity. Serendipity. That's actually one of the five branches of Chinese medicine, and okay. I'm talking pre-communist Chinese medicine too, not just Chinese as we know now, because people think the communists are bad now, but so it's pre-communist Chinese medicine, and Tuina is one of the five branches, and we often recognize acupuncture as one of the branches, and herbology is another branch, but Qigong is another branch, and nutrition strategy is a branch, but so is massage. And Tuina means the pre-communist Chinese massage therapy. And digging the fingernail into the point is one way to activate it with Tuina.
Oh,
and for example, for guys that feel like their bladder is full and you can't pee right away in public, you can dig your nail into the bladder point inside your ear and delay that urge to pee real bad until you can find some privacy to pee.
Good to know.
Yeah, for all those guys out there, or even women that have an urgency to pee that can't just squat in public, like if you're in a certain... If you're not in a culture where you can just squat on the sidewalk and go, then you got to delay it a little bit until you can find a private place.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So you said it was inside the ear, Dr. Dennis?
Yeah, the bladder point that's on the ear. And it is, if you look at your antihelix, which is a little bridge of tissue made by the ear, that's it's above the concha, and if you go to the forward part of that, there's a bladder point right there.
All right.
And you dig your nail into that, and you're doing tweet on your bladder energy and delaying the urge to pee.
Cool.
Of course, that's hard to patch, but that's just a little tip about Tuina.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, and thank you, Ali, for your question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're going to mute you, Ali, and go to area code 561. Hello.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, Doc. I'm loving today's call. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I forget. Oh, I know. When you said earlier, Dr. Dennis, we're on the fringe. Love it. Okay.
Yeah, I think everybody else ran away screaming, but anyway. I'm glad you're here,
not at all. I know. We know who we are. I'm good. I wanted to give a quick update on my cousin that we've worked on, I think, like at least the last two calls with the liver issues. the growths in the liver. She's been on a break from chemo for 3.5 weeks now, which is good. And Dr. Dennis, you know, you get so many calls, but I know last time you'd put her on a couple different points. You'd added in glutathione on one of the Mu points to help with, you know, reducing some of the tissue of the tumors. She said in general she feels better, but she is still having some stomach pain and nausea. So I was just curious if you had any ideas about that. And lastly, on her, I had heard David say in a video that he thought ozone therapy was one of the very best adjuncts for cancer, period. So I just wanted to get a weigh-in on that, if I could, please.
Well, he must have said that in international waters. He wouldn't say anything like that on terra firma.
I don't know where he was, actually, when he said that. Remember, he said adjunct, right? So that kind of makes it a little bit softer than instead of, right? No one's we're not in the job of demonizing anything, because we have to actually love everything in order for things to change. Sorry to say, guys. You know, I mean, it's just all too tempting to make fun, but you know, we're all making fun of each other, and nothing gets done in the world, you know, and manifesting. So it's okay to recognize it, acknowledge it, and then, you know, we'll just work on the poking fun piece and just, you know, letting that go with time.
So alchemically, you can actually invite some disharmonious energy, like a neoplasmic growth, to enter a portal and go to another universe where it's wanted and loved.
Ooh.
In order to move it from where you are at present.
Right, because at the end of the day, everything's energy, right? So one can, one's connected to source, fully deconstruct that. Now, is that easy for the average person? No. I mean, I'm still working on stuff, right? So, but it's this process of getting closer and closer and closer and closer to living divine consciousness in our 3D bodies. And, yeah, have I, you know, disappeared a lump in my breast? Absolutely. Now, at the same time, you know, I had a huge lump in my right breast when I was younger, as a teenager. That thing was freaking huge. It was like five or eight centimeters. I'm from Canada, so we do metric. So it was, the guy said it was the biggest fibroadenoma he'd ever seen in his life, the resident said. Right, so they made this huge thing. But, you know, I hated the thing. You see, so it was all this hate, right? I hated it. There and blah blah blah, you know.
Yeah,
and then,
that creates
stagnation. Right. And so when I had the bump on the left breast, now being a medical doctor, I have the advantage of feeling things out and knowing, oh yeah, this feels cystic, or at least if it's a tumor, it's not, you know, it's not the ones we most people are afraid of. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't necessarily say this to do this to everyone, right? Because I don't want to be responsible for their family like getting mad at me. But you know, I felt it, and what I did was I was like, okay, what did I do last time? I hated it. I'm like, I'm gonna love that instead. So I would play with it. I mean, it sounds weird, but I would play with it and encircle it, and then I would just place my finger over it, imagine it just dissolving into love, or to another dimension, you know, depending on your perspective and what works for you. And then, of course, I'm still using tools, I'm still using patches, nutrition, like all that stuff to support the body. It's not like I'm not using that, but it can't hurt, right? To literally go, well, I know in quantum physics that this stuff actually is real. So now that we know it's real, well, why not take advantage of it? Why just believe in only a quote-unquote solid universe when we know that it is not? So
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah.
Because, well, one reason to believe in that is because you want to fund Big Pharma.
Well, nobody wants to fund Big Pharma, like, unless they have stock in it, I suppose.
Well, if they want people to believe in just the physical and ignore all the energetic spiritual stuff, then you go for the way allopathic medicine approaches things with drugs and surgery.
Yeah, what people know they're familiar with, and they're it feels safe to them. I totally get that. I'm going to be compassionate around that. And certainly, I was very suspicious of things that were not quote-unquote scientifically proven, you know, in the past, before my, you know, foray into true holistic medicine, I was very elitist, very stuck up about it. And what I didn't realize was that whatever I was seeing in my journals was bought and paid for. And and then when I did find out that I felt betrayed. I absolutely had this, you know, dark night of the soul as a doctor, feeling betrayed. Then I got over it, right? To help people, that's always, you know, the goal. So that helped me get over it, because I had a job to do, heal myself, of course, and then helping other people do that. So here's the thing, Susan, with your cousin, there's a lot of work outside of the physical, including patches, that if she really wants to heal. Now, she may or may not. I mean, consciously, yes. But subconsciously, I don't know. I don't know her. You know what I mean?
Right.
That there are healing, like for example, you know, when my loved ones had cancer, I said, hey, you know, some really great resources here. You know, read that book by Anita Morjani. It's so inspiring. Read the book of the stuff from Kelly Turner, you know, Radical Remission. It's amazing. Thousands of people, you know, healing themselves from cancer. It's so inspiring, right?
Yeah, and another good resource for letting go of stagnation and stuck energy and hate that causes quote unquote cancer and other conditions like that is to read Colin Tipping's work called Radical Forgiveness.
Oh yeah,
that's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
It's about letting go.
Yeah.
Like you're forgiving yourself. And that's what Dr. Karen just got done describing she did when she let go of all the quote unquote stuck science from allopathic medical school.
That's a big one.
And the thing is you don't need to wish more for people than what they wish for themselves. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yes. And on another, you know, and I'll put it in the notes as well, Susan, I may have mentioned it to you before, is having a completely different view on cancer. Cancer is not the bad guy. Cancer is the healing reaction to whatever was set up years ago. It's trying to heal the person.
Yeah.
So the best description of that is through German New Medicine, which, you know, Dr. Hammer was basically like kicked out of his own country, okay, because of his views.
Yep.
But he helped people, and he could diagnose people. He knew exactly what mental emotional issue they had faced years before to get to this cancer. He could tell by their brain. He'd do a brain scan. They wouldn't tell him what it was, and he was able to say, "Yep, they suffered a loss, da da da, separation anxiety, blah blah blah." Right, and the people were like, "Wow. How'd you know that?" Right.
Yep.
And so, yeah, there are these
patterns.
Cancer is not the bad guy. Cancer is the attempt for the body to heal itself. So if we can get to the root of why it's there trying to heal, then, you know, then maybe we don't have to manifest it anymore.
So his Dr. Hama's approach actually followed what Asian medicine does by following the energy pattern, only he's used more technology than what is in traditional Chinese medicine. But the basics is still following the pattern to the root.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Well, and I think I'm going to see her I will see her this weekend. And I think I'll just try some triangulation to help maybe with a little bit of that stomach pain. And I know where the points are for nausea, so I'll have my patches with me. And, you know.
Well, yeah, patches.
See if I
can
help her on that level. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
it's
anyway,
completely okay
great
to use them for, you know, for symptomatic relief.
Right.
Like Dr. Dennis said CB12 is
branch,
a great point.
Right? It's the branch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like we discussed earlier. Yeah, it is the branch. And then meanwhile, if I can just let you know, I have started working with two veterans, both in their 40s. Both were in Iraq and Afghanistan. The one said that he's had at least 25 to 30 brain concussions. not to mention all the other blasts. And I just want to share with you a miracle. He said that he's had a low-grade headache ever since. He's not been able to get rid of it. With a 39 on his left temple and an Eon on his right temple, in the half hour we were on the phone, it moved three different places in his head, this low-grade headache. And one place, it hurt a lot more near the spine. And by the end of 30 minutes when I said, what are you feeling like now, he could not find it.
Awesome.
I was just like, what? And I had him pick which temple to put which patch on. I said, just follow your gut. What is your gut saying to put which one on which side? And I don't even know why I picked the temples. That just was what came up. But anyway, so I'm continuing to work with him. And if you wanted to just put anything in, he's using the 39 and the Eon right now just to begin, because I respect fragility. And he said his brain fog is really clearing up. And just, you know, he feels that he's processing better in a week and a half.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that is wonderful.
I know.
Well, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, X39 and Iana plenty for now.
If you wanted to embellish that a little bit, I've had some patients with the same, with similar kind of conditions from traumatic brain injury. And what I help them with is not just what you mentioned, but also I put some Sanchi or Panax Nato Ginseng, which is a Chinese herb that disperses blood stagnation or blood clots. And with traumatic brain injury like that, you often have an accumulation of blood in the brain or damage from it that's residual. So if you put a little drop or even powder of Panax Nata Ginseng under the patches, like under the Eon patch, it'll carry the energy signature of the Sanchi into the brain along with the energy signature of the frequency of the patch, and will help contribute to breaking that up. Yeah, right. That's awesome stuff.
I have a history of TBI, so guess who's going to be doing that? Can I do that under my Alavita at night that I wear on my right temple?
Sure, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, or wherever. Now, let me just get the exact name of this. It's Panax, P-A-N-A-X. What was the middle word?
Nato, N-O-T-O, Nato Ginseng.
N-O-T-O Ginseng.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually Nato Ginseng's all one word.
Okay. And do you have a place I could order, or you can recommend where I could order it?
Anywhere that you can buy Chinese herbs from. And it's called, the pinyin for it is Sanchi, S-A-N, either T-I or Q-I. It's spelled both ways in pinyin.
Okay.
Sanchi. Or Santi.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. That is wonderful. I don't want to take up any more of our time. That's great.
You're welcome.
You are welcome. I'm just going to mention, Susan, that one of the things that Dr. Dennis suggested years ago, and I've kind of, you know, thought this might be helpful as well. Like I said, whatever works, right? So it doesn't work, just throw it out. But you could also consider sweeping with the patches. And you could do it like one set right, like back to back. So in other words, because the person, you know, you want to be sensitive, you know, and they might be sensitive with the head injury. So you, for example, you could, I would do ice wave first. So tan in the left hand, right, white in the right hand. Normally I have a little, like a curl of tape, just so it doesn't fall out of my hands, so I don't bend the patches.
Right.
I'm trying to hold them on. And then I just above or just barely touching the head, just go ahead from the front of the brain to the back of the brain, down the neck, and just sweep. Just sweep, sweep, sweep. And again, to have him intuitively figure out where he wants to sweep and how. And then after maybe a minute, then switch it to Eon and X39 like you have been doing. Again, one on the left, one on the right. And then just go ahead and sweep. Where were you doing with the Eon on the left in your case? Or the right?
Know, he chose to put, he put the 39 on the left temple.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's
okay.
What he did, you know, when he disappeared the headache.
Okay, yeah, so we'll do it that way. And then so Eon would be on the right, X39 on the left. And then finally, you can do the final set of sweeps for a minute with X39 on the left and X49 on the right. Why 49? Because we do know that is specific for brain tissue and the nervous system.
So 39 would be on the right, 49 would be on the
left.
Left,
or whatever works.
And then ice, yeah, and then ice wave, tan would be on the left too, negative, and then the white would be on the right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, wonderful.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to freak out.
Hears them.
I've got some more freak out for you. Native Americans use feathers to do sweeping, dredging, or smoothing chi in the channels. So what I have my patients do sometimes is use double-sided sticky or else just the regular adhesive of the patch, stick the patch on a feather, and then use a feather with a patch on it to do the dredging.
Oh, my God. Well, you're talking to somebody who is part Native American, and I've got, you know, a little Qigong in my past, and just some of the things I go to are ceremonies. We will do that with, you know, smudge. We'll smudge before we go into ceremony.
Beautiful.
With the feather.
Right.
You know, waving, getting the smoke of the sage into your aura, but to put, add the patch on that. Oh, I'm so fringe. Yes.
You're all
That's
over this
wonderful.
Stuff, are you?
I am. You watch. I'll send him up some feathers.
Yeah. Also, by using feathers for dredging and smoothing the chi and the aura, you're also tapping into a huge morphic field of Native American medicine, which is at your disposal by tapping into.
Right, right. Those frequencies and those blueprints are there. So with intention, with awareness, with focus, we can bring in those other positive elements into, and really, you know, when we talk about holistic healing, it's not just about a patch or an inanimate, seemingly inanimate object, right? It's really that whole connection with everything that we're doing.
Right.
So this has been a fantastic discussion, guys.
If I can just this last thing from me is that you'll be happy to know that before I do anything with anyone, not with the patches, but very intentionally with the patches, I nourish the field so that I am connected and I will divinely download exactly what serves the highest good of this person that I'm with.
Beautiful.
I mean, I always set that intention before. I'm a retired psychotherapist, so I learned to do that years ago. Plus, you know, I'd have my essential oils and my mantras playing in the background with, you know, my cedar wood burn, just all the energetics. Whatever energetics I could bring, the stones in the room to set that environment for healing. And I kid you not, I see some real miracles with the patches, and I do believe it's exactly what we're talking about. I call it seeding the field, but I just connect myself with the field, and I know that I'll receive whatever information I need.
Right. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Look at all the huge morphic fields that we're tapping into. We've got Native American medicine, got pre-communist Chinese medicine. We have all the tens of thousands of life wave people that know how to use life wave patches, using all of those together. And now you're using crystal therapy and tapping into the morphic fields of alchemy. So if you combine all of those, like you're saying, you've got a lot of powerful energy at your disposal.
Wow. We all do, right? I mean, that's what I find. Like, that's my number one life task. And I think I know the patches have helped in the 8 months that I've cleared so many blockages within myself, that there's so much more of me available to step into. I don't know about step into, but just allow this awareness of who we really are as human beings and our connection to all of life, all of the field. So fringe, baby.
Okay, so
only it's not so fringe,
another...
is it? It's not fringe at all. It's really foundational. I mean, the irony of it. Yeah.
It's actually reality.
I wear my, as I wear my MP3 turquoise bracelet, Dr. Cam.
nice.
Into that too. I know.
Great.
All right. Well, thank you both. Thank you.
Sure. You're
and,
welcome. One more point to bring
sure.
together. As an example of creativity, and you're talking about crystals. Well, have you seen Outlander?
You know, if I have, I don't remember.
Okay. Well, long story short, it has to do with using crystals through stones to time travel. So if you tapped into that morphic field of crystals and stones for time travel, you can do time travel to the point where there was a trauma or conjugation that developed in the past or even in the future that is inhibiting smooth chi flow in the present.
Ooh.
And unblock that. Unravel that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning to do even more of in the dimensional realms with my mentor, Marcus Bird, and his Activator Healer Coach Program. So.
Cool.
Say that again,
that's
Dr.
what we're doing.
I'm doing
healing work with my mentor, Marcus Bird, who teaches the Abukra system, which is what the off-world people gave the Egyptians forever ago, and he's reviving that and teaching it in a way that's more scientific so we can understand it. And prevent something bad from happening from somebody in the future if we can sense into the field and see what imbalance is there and correct it before it happens so that person doesn't get into a car accident.
So it's like future life progression in contrast to past life regression.
Yeah.
Right.
You do past, present,
right.
future all at once. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Sounds shamanic too, huh? I mean, that whole element falls in there. Wonderful. Well, I'll check that out on your website, Dr. Can. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you both. Thank you for all that you contribute to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Great. So it was great to have you, Susan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Cool. I'm going to mute you here. I'm just checking. Okay. We are pretty much out of time, Dr. Dennis. We have about 2 minutes left. I don't see anything in the chat, just folks listening in. Lots of great discussion today. So for the folks listening in, I will have this up within 48 hours on the patchtrainingteam.com/blog. And if you're not familiar with the website, you can get the free brain balancing protocol by putting in your name and email address, and you'll be added to my mailing list. And every time we have these shows with Dr. Dennis, we'll give you a reminder. It's usually the first Monday of the month, so we'll give you an email reminder. We don't email a lot from that email list, but we'll email you a reminder. And then if we do have, you know, something coming up that's special, that's free for everyone, we'll also email you that as well. And, just go to patchtrainingteam.com. And Dr. Dennis, you want to share briefly how they can find you?
There is a flyer on Dr. Karen's website for our HealthWise clinic. And that's another freebie that I do for all distributors and LifeWave people, and not just LifeWave, but we also discuss energy medicine from the perspective of Asian medicine in general, including my Shen Gong system, but it mostly falls into the realm of talking about patches. And so you can get the link for our Zoom room, which meets on the third Monday of every month. And you can contact Heidi, my sister, who's a nurse for the clinic, and get on our email list so you can get an invitational flyer to get the link and get reminded every month to join us.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. Thank you, Dr. Dennis. It's very generous of you. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Look forward to next month's Ask the Doctor's LifeWave Radio Show. Bye for now. Happy
Thank
summer.
You, Dr. Karen. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Dr. Dennis. Bye.